Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody, it's Joe McGee. We're going through the Bible from Genesis to Revelation in chronological order. I've said it so many times, the Bible's not written in chronological order. It's written from the biggest book to the smallest book, but it's not in order. And so what we're doing is we're taking this in order as it happened, which makes a whole lot more sense. So today we're picking up in Joshua chapter 5, which is actually about the story about the fall of Jericho. It's an incredible story. So we're picking up in Joshua chapter 5. Now I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Every now and then people write in or call, what translation are you reading from? Well, I'm reading from the New Living Translation. I preach out of this. Carry it with me where I go. I still study the King James. I just don't speak King James. So we're in Joshua chapter 5, verse 1, New Living Translation. When all the Amorite kings west of the Jordan and all the Canaanite kings who lived along the Mediterranean coast heard how the Lord had helped dry up the Jordan River so the people of Israel could cross, they lost heart. They were paralyzed with fear because of them. Listen, everybody's been hearing all the stories. They heard all the stories in Egypt. Well, there's another story. It just keeps happening. The Jordan dried up. So all of a sudden, they're paralyzed with fear. The enemy kings are paralyzed with fear because they heard the flooding, high-water Jordan dried up, and they crossed over on dry land. Verse 2, at the time, the Lord told Joshua, make flint knives and circumcise the second generation of Israelites. So Joshua made flint knives and circumcised the entire male population of Israel at Gibeah. Well, that was an exciting day. Everybody, we're about to circumcise all the men. They're sitting 8 days after you're born. These are grown men. Now, we're going to be sore for a little while. We're getting ready to circumcise every man. They couldn't put it in a movie, but it must have been an incredible sight. Verse 4, Joshua had to circumcise them because all the men who were old enough to fight in battle when they left Egypt had died in the wilderness. Those who left Egypt had all been circumcised, but none of these born after the Exodus during the years in the wilderness had been circumcised. The Israelites had traveled in the wilderness for 40 years till all the men who were old enough to fight in the battle when they left Egypt had died. For they had disobeyed the Lord. And like I said, obedience is an incredible thing. Disobedience is a horrible thing. So said he would not let them enter the land he had sworn to give us, a land flowing with milk and honey. So Joshua circumcised their sons, those who had grown up to take their father's places, for they had not been circumcised on the way to the promised land. After all the males had been circumcised, they rested in camp until they were healed. Then the Lord said to Joshua, verse 9, today I have rolled away the shame of your slavery in Egypt. That place we call Gilgal to this day. When the Israelites were camped in Gilgal on the plains of Jericho, they celebrated Passover the evening on the 14th day of the first month. The very next day, they began to eat unleavened bread and roasted grain harvested from the land. No manna appeared on that day, for they ate from crops of the land, and manna was never seen again. From that time on, Israelites ate from the crops of Canaan. Verse 13, when Joshua entered the town of Jericho, he looked up and saw a man standing in front of him with a sword in his hand. Joshua went up to him and demanded, are you a friend or are you a foe? Neither one, he replied. I am commander of the Lord's army. At this, Joshua fell on his face to the ground in reverence. I am at your command, Joshua said. What do you want your servant to do? Commander of the Lord's armies replied, take off your sandals, for the place where you're standing is holy ground. And Joshua did as he was told. Now, chapter 6, verse 1. Now, the gates of Jericho were tightly shut because the people were afraid of the Israelites. No one was allowed to go out or go in. But the Lord said to Joshua, I am giving you Jericho. You know, we need to remember sometimes when God tells us stuff. I'm giving it to you. It's yours. Well, not yet. Yeah, but in me, in reality, in the spiritual world, it's already yours. It's king, all its strong warriors. You and your fighting men should march around the town once a day for 6 days. Seven priests will walk along with the ark, carrying a ram's horn on the seventh day. They are to march around the town seven times, and the priests moving with their horns. When you hear the priests give a long blast on the ram's horns, have all the people shout as loud as they can. Then the walls of Jericho will collapse, and the people will charge straight into the town. So Joshua called together the priests and said, take up the Ark of the Lord's Covenant, assign seven priests to walk in front, each carrying a ram's horn. Then he gave the orders to the people, march around the town, and the armed men will lead the way in front of the Ark of the Lord. And Joshua spoke to the people. The seven priests with the ram's horns started marching in the presence of the Lord, blowing the horns as they marched. The Ark of the Lord's Covenant followed behind them. Some of the armed men marched in front, and the priests with the horns, some behind the Ark. With the priests continually blowing the horns, do not shout, do not even talk, Joshua commanded. Not a single word from any of you until I tell you to shout. Then shout. So the Ark of the Lord was carried around them once a day. Then everyone returned to spend the night in camp. Joshua got up early the next morning. The priests again carried the Ark of the Covenant with the seven priests and the ram's horns, marched in front of the Ark, blowing the horns. Again, the armed men marched in front of the priests with the horns and behind the Ark of the Lord. All this time, the priests were blowing the horns the whole time, blowing those horns. On the second day, they again marched around the town once, returned to camp. They followed this pattern for 6 days. On the seventh day, the Israelites got up at dawn, marched around the town as they had before, seven times. The seventh time around, the priest sounded a long blast from the horns, and Joshua commanded people, shout, for the Lord has given you this town. Jericho and everything in it must be completely destroyed as an offering to God. Only Rahab the prostitute and the others in her house will be spared, for she protected our spies. Verse 18, do not take any of the things set apart for destruction, or you yourselves will be completely destroyed. Everything made from silver, gold, bronze, and iron is sacred to the Lord and must be brought into the treasury. When the people heard the sound of the ram's horns, they shouted as loud as they could. Suddenly, the walls of Jericho collapsed. The Israelites charged straight into the town and captured it. They completely destroyed everything in it with their swords, men, women, young, old, cattle, sheep, goats, donkeys. Meanwhile, Joshua said to the two spies, keep your promise. Go to the prostitute's house and bring her out along with her family. And the men who had been the two spies went in and brought out Rahab, her father, her mother, her brothers, and all the other relatives who were with her. They moved her out, the whole family, to a safe place near the camp of Israel. Then the Israelites burned the town and everything in it. Only things made from silver, gold, bronze, and iron were kept for the treasury of the Lord's house. So Joshua spared Rahab, the prostitute, and her relatives who were with her in her house, because she had hidden the spies Joshua sent to Jericho. And she lives amongst the Israelites to this day. At that time, Joshua invoked this curse. May the curse of the Lord fall on anyone who tries to rebuild the town of Jericho. At the cost of the firstborn son, he will lay its foundation. At the cost of his youngest son, he will set up the gates. So the Lord was with Joshua, and his reputation spread throughout the land. Now, everybody's been trapped. Like I said, they didn't have internet, TV, cell phone, but word spread like a gasoline leak. Man, Joshua's coming. Joshua, then those Israelites, they're coming. You can't stop them. You can't defeat them. They're coming. God, who is God, is with them. And it was an incredible, incredible story. So the walls of Jericho have fallen. Now they're about to enter the promised land. It's about to get interesting. And so next time we'll pick it up. So stay tuned next time. It's going to be an incredible story. God bless, guys. Thanks for listening.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.